Hey, 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 and welcome to the Eat, Play, Love, Live Lifers Club. And this is the getting started video where we're just going to lay it all out there. And you know you're in the right place, but let's just make sure that you know that I know that you know that you are in the right place. So go ahead and take a seat, get comfy, and let's dive on in. So first off, I'm just super grateful, super excited that you're here, that you're committed to upgrading and up-leveling your self-image and your body image and how you see yourself and how you see food and your body in the face of everything else that's going on in your life. And it takes courage and it takes bravery to commit to really up-leveling and upgrading and rewiring what's going on in between your ears and everything that's connected. So I'm grateful that you're here, and I can't wait for you to just start influencing your life in the direction that you really want it to go into. So why you're here? Well, first off, you probably fall into that category of you know what to do, but no matter what you try, you can't get yourself to actually do it. Or you do well for a little while when you commit to something, but as soon as you get off track or feel like you've gotten off track, it's like a vicious spiral and that wagon seems further and further away from you, if you know what I'm saying. Or maybe you feel like your own worst enemy when it comes to getting in your own way, or you struggle with your self-image or your self-esteem or motivation and willpower. Or perhaps you're one of those women that when you look in the mirror, your eyes just automatically focus in on all the things that you don't like about yourself or the things that you criticize in your head. And no matter how great of a mood you're in or how well you feel like you're doing, as soon as you focus on that feeling of your jeans being tight, or maybe the air quotes muffin top hanging out, or the number on the scale, it can in a split second ruin your entire day and send you into a tailspin of those not good enough thoughts. And we know how that is a cascade and a spiral, right? Or maybe, and this is completely understandable, you're at the point where you've tried so many things that haven't worked that you almost feel jaded, right? Like you're not really sure if anything will ever work, and that maybe you're questioning if this is how it's going to be the rest of your life. Well, trust me, it does not have to stay this way. But regardless, I just want to give you permission to be wherever you are right now. I'll meet you there. But you also know in the back of your mind that you can't take another diet, exercise program, or whatever the latest regimen is that you've committed yourself to, because you're exhausted and you're already overwhelmed and you're fed up of all of the counting and the measuring and the hunger and beating yourself up. And you know that something has to change because you're not willing to sacrifice your happiness and your life and your freedom just to get the body that you want, right? So here is what I promised you. I promised you a much simpler story about the body and transformation, but really the body's just a symptom of something that's going on upstream. And so really what I'm going to help you do is have a simpler story about why you do what you do so that you can influence yourself from the, you know, top down and really let that trickle down to influence your body and your health. But also a path to loving your way there. So let's figure out how to love yourself healthy and how to love yourself happy, because we're done with all the guilt and the shame and the blame and beating yourself up and rejecting yourself, right? But also I promised you a permanent solution because you're done with all the short-term fixes, right? So here's the end game as I see it, and hopefully as you're starting to step into, is let's figure out the fastest and the easiest and the most enjoyable path towards permanent transformation. And you'll understand what I mean when I say in and out of any bubble, because let's face it, our lives don't exist in a grilled chicken and broccoli bubble, right? So let's figure out how to make this stack up against our real world life. And I'm going to show you how to do just that. So also want to prepare you for the fact that I'm kind of a geek and I'm kind of a dork and I love to joke and make points in some e-cards. And so this one specifically stood out to me on this topic. But just a heads up that hopefully you appreciate some geekiness and dorkiness, or else you probably wouldn't be here. So moving right along. So before I spill the beans on everything that we're going to be getting into in this video, I just want to help you understand and feel better about your past experiences so that you're not feeling that regret and that remorse and that shame moving forward. but also help you understand why the typical modalities and the do this, don't do that programs and philosophies that you may have been following up until now, they actually set you up to fail. And I want to give you some peace of mind around that, because it's not your fault. We've all been indoctrinated into this way of thinking and living, especially if you've been following the, you know, air quotes, weight loss industry for a long time. But I just want to give you permission to set yourself free on that note. But also, I want to, you know, just recognize for a moment that most likely this may be your first time taking this more loving approach to your transformation, and you've never taken that way of thinking where it's not a battle and you don't have to fight yourself and you don't have to belittle yourself. So I just want to, like, just recognize that this might be the first time you've taken that approach. And if I'm honest, I used to think that a lot of this stuff was like frilly and airy-fairy until I really understood the ins and outs and the inner workings of the brain. So I just want to meet you where you are right now and recognize that. And it's totally cool. I'm totally cool with all of it. So I hope you are too. So here is the current problem that exists as I see it. Okay. The current solutions that we've been following up until this point are a slow zigzag. They force you to take 2 steps forward and then 3 steps back. And they typically make you hate your experience of life along the way. It's never designed with freedom and peace and joy and love in it. It's always designed with, like, let's get the most results, the most bang for our buck, and we don't care what it costs us in terms of our freedom and our happiness. But that's not working for us, right? Also, they cause us to walk around with a bunch of what I call dead weight, or the weight of the weight, while you go. So that makes the journey slower and harder than it really needs to be. But also, there's this idea that you have to suffer along the way, and I want to show you firsthand that that is not the case. But also, we've been taught to address the symptoms and address the effects, or put a band-aid on the pain without addressing the system or the cause or the wound that's causing the pain. And so we want to go upstream and, again, sweep up all of that downstream stuff. But of course, we already kind of mentioned this a little bit, but a lot of these attempts that we've been making up until now, they've been made with resistance and the dead weight, or through the goggles of what I call your fat head, which is the beliefs and the self-image of the version of you that you're trying to get away from. And if we bring it with us into our future, we know how that story plays out. The other thing is that especially when you're just focusing on the body, everything that we are being taught, it actually causes us to ignore the brain in favor of the body, or in favor of what we think we want for our body. And so we want to make sure we're working with our brain, working with our mind, heart, body, soul, all of it, bringing it together three-dimensionally, right? The other thing, and this is a biggie, right? You've been a passenger on your journey, and understandably so, maybe looking for somebody else to get you there, or to want it for you, or to tell you exactly what to do, instead of learning how to fly the plane on your own. And don't get me wrong, I'm gonna guide you, and I'm gonna help you see what you're not seeing, but I'm gonna make sure that I'm teaching you how to fish on the way there, because what good is it if at the end of this program you are dependent on me or on someone else? It's not gonna take you anywhere in the long run. So we want to make sure that you're learning how to fly the plane. But also, you've probably been doing this process and taking this journey through the eyes of guilt and shame, blame, comparison of your past, or of the future of where you think you should be by now, or what others might be wanting, or what you think others might be thinking, right? And you've probably never learned about self-acceptance and self-care like it was a skill, like learning to play the piano or learning Spanish, that it's a skill that anybody can learn. And chances are, if you're here, you probably learned, studied, or obsessed over losing weight and creating change, but you never learned the skills, as in the brain skills, necessary to get there, stay there, and enjoy your life. So I'm talking about permanent transformation here. Okay? And also, if you're anything like me and most of the women I've ever met, you've been taught to use food and exercise as a weapon of control, or of punishment, restriction, judgment, comparison, you name it, instead of using it to set you free. So here's why most systems fail. And again, I just want to help you understand why your past maybe hasn't led you to the result or the outcome that you want, so that you can just give yourself permission to say, you know what, I didn't know what I didn't know, but now I'm on my way. And I just want to give you permission to let it all go. Let the past go. You're here right now. You're putting on these new goggles. But before we can do that, let's get come to peace with what hasn't worked for us, right? So here's why most systems fail. Maybe there is no system. There's no process. There's no actionable, implementable way of thinking, seeing, and being for you to even try on. It's haphazard. Maybe it's just too complex to understand, and who would blame you for not being able to follow something that confuses you, bogs you down, or overwhelms you? Maybe there's unclear intent for the steps, and you'll learn on a brain level why this is straight up threat to your brains, multiple brains, but in general, like maybe you don't understand, like, why the hell am I supposed to do this? Am I just going through the motions? And you can't connect to it. And so when you can't connect to it, you're not creating neuro associations, and therefore the change is going to be temporary. So if there's unclear intent and you're not connected to it, you're not going to buy into that way of thinking. Maybe the steps change too quickly or frequently. And again, the answer to overwhelm is not to add more overwhelm. So sometimes adding things too quickly or frequently, it can just bog us down and set us up for failure. Maybe there's lack of belief in the steps. Maybe you don't believe that the steps will actually get you there. And so if you don't believe that, why would you do them, right? Maybe there's lack of belief in the outcome, like you don't see the possibility of the future, and so again, it wouldn't be worth your time, effort, energy if you didn't believe that the outcome was possible, right? Maybe it's the wrong timing. Maybe it's just not the right time right now. You have too much stuff on your plate. You know you can't invest in a system. And fair enough. You just meet yourself where you are, right? But chances are, if something wasn't the right time for you, it wasn't going to work for you regardless, right? Maybe you weren't ready for either the step or the phase or coaching or input around it. And I mean, let's be honest, sometimes I'm just not in a place where I need more. Sometimes I just need to slow down and not add more. Or maybe I don't want unsolicited advice or feedback. Maybe you're not looking for coaching or input in a certain area of your life, and the system or approach kind of necessitates that, and it's a disconnect with you. Or maybe you're committed to another system. There's nothing worse than having too many cooks in the kitchen, and it's dividing your attention, it's dividing your intention, it's dividing your inspiration, and you want to make sure that you are fully buying into one way of thinking and being and living without kind of sprinkling in another one to pull you astray or get you off track. Or maybe you don't want it to succeed. This is a huge one that comes up time and time again in the work that I do with women. They commit to something and they can't wait for it to end. They can't wait for it to fail because they hate it and they don't want to do it any longer. So keep that in mind. I just want to give you permission to meet yourself where you are. And it's understandable that things may have failed you in the past, but you're taking a different approach this time, and I can't wait to see what it yields you. So how is this program different then, right? Well, first off, it addresses the root of the problem instead of mopping up the downstream effects. So it's going to address the system of thinking, the system of being, not just the symptom. It's designed specifically for long-term success and transformation, not just short-term change. So again, began with the end in mind to bring you long-term transformation. It's designed to fit inside the context of your own life rather than trying to fit your life back inside of your program. So that is what I meant by life doesn't happen in a bubble. We need to make sure this integrates with your real world life, or else it just won't work. Let's be honest. It helps you address not just the physical or body elements of it, right? Because again, that's just a symptom. It helps you address the three-dimensional side of it, so mental, emotional, and physical roadblocks that typically keep women stuck in that on-again, off-again roller coaster cycle. Because it's more than just like, oh, I was bored and I ate a bag of potato chips. There's something more going on. That's just the symptom. And so we need to address things three-dimensionally and get you off of that roller coaster, okay? Also, we're going to be taking a brain-based, smarter, not harder approach. My inner lazy gal created this to meet your inner lazy gal where she is. And of course, I don't mean you're lazy literally. I mean it as in you don't want to work harder than you have to when you can work smarter. So as soon as we change your psychology and your neurology and take that brain-based approach, your physiology can't not change. We're going to set you up for success on that side of things as well. But the other thing is, this is not a diet or exercise or just love yourself already program. I just want to make that clear. This is the system that I use, that I say we, because my clients are using this in their own lives, and I'm passing it on to every one of my one-on-one clients, and you get it from the comfort of your computer, and integrating it into your life. So here's my hope for you, that this is the beginning of the rest of your life. And I don't mean to sound cheesy. I really mean as in, like, let's set you free. Let this be the catalyst for you to go live your life with freedom and permission and choice and pleasure. My hope is also that you do find that it's fun and easy and it's a permanent way of living. And here's what I say by easy. I mean, you're going to be challenged and you're going to be faced head on with some of your inner voices and inner demons, right? But when I say easy, as in it doesn't have to be so hard, and we're going to make it so much simpler, and slow is smooth, smooth is fast, we're going to get it so that you can create an easy way of living so that you're putting in the work right now and that you're not, it's setting you up to live the easy life in the future. Okay, so here's my commitments to you. I promise to always meet you where you are. And so that means, A, I'm not here to persuade you or talk you into doing things my way, because it wouldn't work, right? We've got to make sure that this resonates and connects with you. I'm here to simply educate you and hopefully enlighten you and see things in the ways that you're not seeing them currently, but give you the clarity so that you have peace of mind to buy into this new way of thinking and living. Because let's face it, when you've persuaded yourself or tried to talk yourself into things, it doesn't last long term and you don't connect to it. We end up resentful, to be honest. Because I know that if you get it and you understand it, you'll be able to give yourself permission to trust the system and to trust the process. So that's what I'm here to do, right? And I want to help you acknowledge your fears, not dismiss them, not override them, but also help you get past them or learn how to work around them so they're not holding you back. But big time on this one, I want to help you raise the bar on yourself, raise the bar on your self-image, raise the bar on your self-ownership and start responding rather than reactively living your life. But raise the bar on your self-talk, raise the bar on how you're seeing yourself and who you're being in your everyday life. And I want to help you create influence in your life. I want not control, influence. So that means giving you the clarity and the strategy and the focus, the direction, the support that you need, but not with control, not with belittlement and rejection, with acceptance, connection, and care. And you're going to understand what I mean on a brain level, why acceptance, connection, and care, ACC, are so, I would go as far as say necessary. We want to ditch that life of control, the restriction, the deprivation, the punishment, the persuasion. That's what's not working for you. Okay, that's what's driving you crazy and leaving you miserable. And we want to learn to live life with pleasure, freedom, permission, choice, where you feel like you are the one in the driver's seat of your life, but loving the experience of your life, not hating it, just so that you can get the body that you want. Okay, here's my pledge to you. I'm going to lay it all out there for you. That means I'm going to share my experiences, my experiments. I'm going to share those, the lessons, the good, the bad, the ugly of my clients and students, the science, and of course the sass and dorkiness behind it all, right? Because we got to make this interesting, and I am going to be authentic to myself in the way that I teach, but hopefully you will be picking up what I'm throwing down. I'm going to share my own way of thinking, my own way of living and acting. I'm going to show you mine, because this is actually, I wouldn't be here sharing what I'm sharing if I hadn't gone through all of the bullshit and all of the failures and all of struggling is one thing, but I suffered a lot more than I had to. And if I had this way of thinking and being and living in these experiences before, I, you know, could have saved myself a lot of suffering and heartache. But here I am, and I don't regret any of it, because I get to share this with you and help you create that freedom and love in your own life. So I invite you to create your own version of loving yourself happy and loving yourself healthy, because I'm going to share you mine, but it wouldn't serve you to just wash, rinse, and repeat what works in my life, because it might not connect with you on a mind, brain, body level. So we want to figure out what it would look like for you. So if I do my job right, this is it, right? You can just focus on working the systems that I've laid out for you, hacking into your body, hacking into your brain, hacking into your happy, and I mean smarter, not harder when I say hacking, right? And that's what you'll focus on, right? So here's my invitations to you. Set aside approximately 1 to 2 hours per month to go through each bundle. So each bundle will appear for you at the beginning of the month, and you have the entire month to go through it. They're specifically set up to focus on certain intentions, certain ways of being, that build on each other to help you create those foundations in the beginning and really help you explode as you go throughout. It's going to set you up for success moving forward. So all you need to do is just 1 to 2 hours a month. That might look like a half hour each week. It might look like 10 minutes a day. It might look like just taking a couple hours one day and doing it. But just give yourself permission to meet yourself where you are in your schedule and in your life happenings. But set aside that time to go through each bundle. Immerse yourself in this stuff. Try it on. Put on the goggles that I'm sharing with you. Integrate the insights that you take away from the exploration into your life and carry it with you as you go. Learn about it. Try it on. But of course, suspend any disbelief that you have and go in it with the intention and possibility that this could be it for you, that this could be the language you become fluent in. Again, I'm not telling you to just blindly believe me. Well, obviously you trust me to an extent or else you wouldn't be here, right? Hopefully. And I take that very seriously and I honor that. But I'm not telling you to blindly just trust me. I'm telling you, try this stuff on. You're going to see it and feel it, more importantly, working for you if you immerse yourself in this stuff, as I call it, right? But also be vulnerable. When you're in a community, share your experiences, share your truth, share your wins and your losses. That's how you're going to learn. I can't even tell you how many of my clients have these big takeaways when they experience a blip on their radar or they experience a mini failure or a setback. That is where the learning comes in, because that means you're out there, you're in the game, you're off the sidelines, and you're out there trying this on. So be vulnerable, share yourself, connect. That's where the learning comes in. So just to reiterate, you're going to hear me saying this over and over again. I say food, but because I love chocolate chip cookies, and chocolate chip cookies are the metaphor that I use in a lot of things, but it's not about the food. It's not about the thing itself. It's not the chocolate chip cookie. It's who you're being and how you're feeling with the cookie. So I can eat a cookie and experience pleasure and joy and connection and freedom, or I can eat a cookie and experience shame, blame, guilt, comparison, perfectionism, and belittling myself along the way. Completely different nervous system response, completely different metabolic response, which you'll continue learning about, completely different mind, brain, body, heart, soul response. It's the same cookie. I have the choice of how I decide to be, who I'm being within that cookie and around that cookie. And again, a cookie is just the metaphor. It's everything that you do in your everyday life. Your plan isn't the problem. It's who you're being and how you're feeling when you're using that. Just keep in mind, we want to move in the direction of pleasure, freedom, choice, ease, and responsible versus reactive and control and restriction, deprivation, right? So we've got to design all of this for you. Everything we do, it's got to make allowances for you. It's got to fit into your life and the context of your life. And while we go, I invite you to ditch the shame and the blame and the guilt and the comparison around who you are and who you have and haven't been and your relationship with yourself and your body and food, because the truth is we all have our shticks. We all have our own brand of crazy. We have our own quirks. We all have those things about us that make us uniquely us, and it doesn't have to mean anything other than, hey, we're stepping into our most authentic selves and let's just let it all be there. Let's just own it all, right? But if you're carrying around the shame, the blame, the guilt, and the comparison around who you are every day, it's going to completely detract from that. So just be mindful of making allowances for yourself and giving yourself permission to just be more you. The you-ier, the you, the better. Okay? Also, just want to reinforce the old way of doing things isn't working. It's time to up-level your thinking. That's why you're here, which is awesome. But also, just to remind you, you might be tempted to go on a quick fix binge, but you don't want another Band-Aid. You've been there. You've done that. You got the t-shirt. You don't want to go there again, right? This is a new way of thinking and a new way of living, one built with the end in mind for you to feel beautiful, happy, powerful, and free. Freedom is the key along the way, not just when we get there. We want you to feel these things from day one. But also, again, as we said, it's about long-term transformation, not just short-term change. But keep in mind that how you feel absolutely matters. You're going to hear me like just harp on this all the time. Who cares if you have a rockin' body or if you have a rockin' bank account or if you have a rockin' relationship? You know, the sky's the limit on these examples. If you hate who you have to be to get it or keep it, right? We want to focus on your experience and how you feel absolutely 100% matters. So the other thing is, I know this is, I'm not promising you, you know, flat abs in 14 days, and I'm not promising you, you know, 30 pounds in 30 days. This is a system that it's the slowest, smooth, smoothest, fast approach. We're completely overhauling your thinking and ways of being to set you up for long-term, lifelong success and happiness. So learning this system and these systems within this program, it's short-term investment for lifelong care, so that you can get through this and be done with this fight for good and not have to spend so much time, energy, and focus on all the things that you don't want to be focusing on, let's be honest, right? So one last thing before I close up, I am here to stand for you. I'm here for you, okay? This is my life's work, I promise you. This is what I'm going to be doing until the day I die, and I'm all in. So please, let me support you, and I don't want to take more responsibility for your journey than you are willing to take for it, obviously, but I'm here to stand for you. Don't hesitate to reach out if you need some support, if you need some coaching, post in the group, get connected. Don't be here on your own. And I'm here to stand for you to up-level your thinking, to up-level your way of being, to up-level who you're being every day as you go about your normal day life, and to just up-level your relationship with yourself. Because I'm telling you, if anything is possible, this is possible. I promise you, I've been there, I've done it, I'm always doing it, I'm always up-leveling my own self-image, my own body image, and I'm here to stand for you to up-level and raise the bar on yourself, okay? To resign to the fact that acceptance, connection, and care, and knowing, liking, and trusting yourself, and moving in that direction is the path to self-love and loving your body as well. And let's be done with the fight for good. The battle and the war that you're at with yourself, it's old, it's tiring, and it's wearing you out, okay? And that's what I mean when I say enlightenment. I mean getting rid of the battle and going in a way that makes you feel lighter, okay? Because we've all tried the opposite of acceptance, connection, care. We've all tried the whole rejecting ourselves and living disconnected from ourselves and our bodies, right? And then not adequately caring for our mind, brain, body, and heart, focusing so much on dieting and weight loss that we're totally neglecting ourselves in ways or punishing or abusing ourselves, right? Or we've gone in the direction which is the opposite of the know, like, trust factor of ourselves, where we ignore our body, where we're not knowing it and listening to it. We're actually feeling more and more disconnected from it. We've gone the opposite, which is self-hate and criticism and those unfair judgments. And making promises to ourselves that don't mean anything. And not only do we kind of not believe ourselves when we make them, but we end up influencing our self-esteem and not believing a word we say when we make those promises. It's not benign when we don't follow through on a promise to ourselves. So let's go in the direction of love and really peace. Peace is necessary to go towards love. Love is a thrive-based activity, and peace is that, you know, getting on that survival mode. But you know what I'm saying. When I say love, and you'll learn more and more what I mean as we go deeper into this and the brain and the mind and all that, it's this, you know, acceptance, connection, and care is one of my definitions of love. But another one of my definitions of love is know, like, and trust, right? And here's the thing. You're not always going to like everything about yourself, and I'm totally okay with that. It's not, oh, just pretend that you like it. No, you're allowed to want to up-level yourself, but you can still love yourself while you're working towards like, okay? But also, love is an experience when you feel free and when you feel permission to be yourself and when you feel like you have a choice rather than forcing yourself and when you're living your life with pleasure, okay? So these are my definitions of love, obviously, right? But I invite you to use them or create your own definitions along the way. Either way, like, I'm not just telling you to believe me. Like, I invite you to integrate this into your own way of thinking and living and language. But either way, I'm urging you, and to be honest, I'm begging you to go in the direction of self-love and self-care and self-acceptance and self-worth and self-esteem and all those self, you know, awesomenesses that, which is a word, of course, that makes up and comprises your self-image, right? So loving yourself happy, loving yourself healthy, and whatever that means to you, but let's find it. Okay, so now you get to take action. First off, go ahead and grab the Self-Image Manifesto. It's a quick read, so when you have about 5 minutes, just read it, and it'll just kind of set the tone, set the bar for everything that we're going to be diving into over the course of the Lifers Club. And then go ahead and dive into bundle number one. This is the Eat, Play, Love, Live Inner Compass Bundle. Again, like I said, we're setting up the foundations to have you move forward with a bang. This is that foundation that I was talking about. So go ahead and grab it. And then come and connect over in the Lifers Facebook group. That's where we're going to be sharing our knowledge, sharing our support, and getting the connection that you so need and desire. So that's it. Go ahead and dive on in, and I will see you over there.